You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, we'll hear about a program that gives away free fresh produce that is harvested from research at the UW-Madison.
First, the New York Times reported last night that the U.S. Department of Justice plans to investigate and possibly sue colleges over their affirmative action admissions policies if it finds they discriminate against white applicants.
Kevin Brown is a professor at the Indiana University Maurer School of Law. Kevin, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What exactly is in these plans that were discovered that the U.S. Department of Justice was circulating?
Sure. The New York Times story was somewhat sketchy on details, but basically what they said is there's an internal document that's circulating about trying to put together a separate division that would investigate and possibly litigate intentional race-based discriminations in college and university admissions. It doesn't specifically say they're going after affirmative action programs, but one would think that that would be the target of such language, especially given what seems to be the bent of the Trump administration. And the idea, I guess, would be to put together a separate team that's outside of the Department of Justice's educational opportunity section and staff it with people outside of that section to do this work.
And my understanding is that it was actually in the form of a job posting. It was basically asking internal candidates to express interest in this potential new position. Is that correct?
Exactly right. The Justice Department put out a statement at about noon today saying, no, this is overblown, that we're not really changing our policy at all. This is just simply a personnel posting, and we litigate intentional acts of discrimination on college by colleges and universities all the time.
But would it be fair to say that in general, the Civil Rights Division is looking at discrimination against students who would fall into a protected class currently, not against students from a dominant group that might be, quote unquote, losing out to those other students?
Yeah, I think that would probably be right. That there's always been concern on colleges and universities about their affirmative action programs, but the Obama administration didn't make attacking affirmative action programs a priority. If, in fact, the Trump administration is going to do that, that would clearly be a change over what we've seen over the last 8 years.
And in the information that has come out about this, do we have a sense of where the impetus for this was coming from? Is it coming from Attorney General Jeff Sessions? Is it coming from the White House? Or do we just not know at this point?
Yeah, we don't know at this point. Certainly given some of the things in Sessions' background, one wouldn't be surprised as Attorney General if he decided to target affirmative action programs. And given the number of voters that Trump had, I wouldn't, especially a small percentage of voters in the Black and Latino ranks, one wouldn't be surprised that he didn't feel like he needed to curry favor with those voters either.
And if you can take us through, Kevin, what happens when there is an investigation into an affirmative action complaint? What does the Department of Justice do, and what are their options in pursuing something?
Sure. So the Department of Justice will send a letter to the college or university, let them know that they're under investigation. And that typically means that that university is going to have to produce a number of documents for the investigators to look at. If, in fact, Justice Department feels like there is a potential violation, they can then enter into negotiations about a settlement that can be worked out without going to litigation. But, of course, if there is no settlement, then it would head on to litigation.
We're talking with Kevin Brown right now. He's a professor at the Indiana University Maurer School of Law, and we're talking about documents that the New York Times got access to showing that the U.S. Department of Justice may be considering going after colleges and universities for affirmative action policies that may go against white applicants. Now, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, weighed in on affirmative action last year in a case involving the University of Texas at Austin. Can you remind us what happened with that case?
Sure. That was the Fisher case, and that was actually the second time that case had gone to the Supreme Court. The court upheld effectively its earlier ruling in Fisher, where it upheld what the University of Texas was doing. I think the thing that's kind of striking about the Fisher's case is that the University of Texas had tied their concept of critical mass, which the Supreme Court had accepted back in the Grutter case, the University of Michigan affirmative action case in 2003. Texas had tied the concept of critical mass to the percentage of minorities in the state. And I think there were a lot of people who thought that might be going too far. But given that Justice Kennedy, who was the deciding vote, and he still is the deciding vote today, was willing to say what the University of Texas did was constitutional, I would suspect at least right now the Supreme Court has 5 votes to uphold the current practice of affirmative action. So that if there were attacks that were being done by Department of Justice on current policies, it's more likely to have a chilling effect as opposed to a legal effect. It'll force colleges and universities to be a little more circumspect in their programs and policies, and indeed may even be willing to eliminate them, thinking that's a safer route to go, even though those things may be constitutional. Colleges and universities clearly don't want to spend the kind of money that it's going to take to defend an action if it's brought by justice.
And looking at the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division and there being kind of different parts of the department, how political are those departments from administration to administration, or do they tend to stay fairly above the fray?
Yeah, so you'll have a lot of civil servants who will hold over from one administration to another, but the administration gets to set the broad policy. Just as an example, the Clinton administration made attacks on school discipline and tracking a serious concern, racial disparities in school discipline and tracking a serious concern. But the Bush administration didn't. So those kind of lawsuits disappeared after George Bush became president in 2000. So, yes, the Trump administration can, in fact, influence the kind of litigation that justice would do, even though a majority of those attorneys are still going to be civil servants who've been there through past administrations and will be there even through the Trump administration.
The United States has become increasingly multiracial, and projections are that, especially in some very large metro areas, whites are actually going to be in a minority. Would you say that affirmative action is as important today as it was perhaps 30 or 40 years ago?
Well, I'd say it's probably more important. And indeed, precisely because of what you're talking about, you're looking at changing demographics in American society, which means you really, what affirmative action is more about than anything, because it only applies to your most selective colleges, universities, and graduate programs. So probably 90% of our colleges and universities don't use affirmative action at all because they don't have selective admissions policies.
Because it's not as competitive.
But the elite educational institutions do. So your Ivy Leagues will, virtually all of your law schools, medical schools, your elite MBA programs will have affirmative action programs. So affirmative action programs ensure that in the leadership in our society, we have a diverse leadership. We have significant number of blacks, Latinos, Asians, Native Americans, and whites to help formulate policies for the rest of society. So it's very important in terms of making sure that our leadership reflects a broad spectrum of thought that's consistent with the broad spectrum of people in the U.S.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
That was Kevin Brown, professor at the Indiana University Maurer School of Law. He joined us to talk about the just revealed plans from the U.S. Department of Justice to start investigating and possibly suing schools that use an affirmative action policy that could be detrimental to white students.